Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to a 30-minute weekly worship service known as the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join with us in song and prayer. Follow along in the Word of God, and let's just worship Him today. Let's enter into His presence. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name, and thank you for being tuned our way today. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you're inviting someone to worship with you. And if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Well, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms chapter 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. And no wonder we can sing, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, from Psalms chapter 48. Just look at all the things in this verse that David said that the Lord is. He is his rock, his fortress, his deliverer, his God, his strength. It's who he puts his trust in. He is his buckler. He's the horn of his salvation, and he is his high tower. When you start to praise the Lord, give a testimony, you've got a whole list of things there to tell people that the Lord does for you. You can work and witness for him. Again, I'll give you the contact information a little later on in the broadcast, so if you will, be ready to take it down. All right, we're going to page 242 in the Holiness Hymns of Praise on our congregational song out of the hymnal. Let's sing Where the Soul Never Dies. Many of you know this. Join in with us.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. No sad farewells, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is love and the soul of man never dies. A rose is blooming there for me, where the soul never dies. And I will spend eternity where the soul never dies. A love light beams across the foam where the soul of man never dies. It shines to light the shores of home, where the soul never dies. My life will end in deathless sleep, where the soul of man never dies. And everlasting joys I'll reap, where the soul of man never dies. I'm on my way to that fair land where the soul of man never dies, where there will be no parting then, and the soul of man never dies. Sing it now, dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells. There'll be no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies. No sad farewells, no tear-dimmed eyes, where all is love, and the soul of man never dies.
Well, that's one part of us that's going to live forever, where the soul of man never dies. Hallelujah. You say, well, preacher, you haven't ever died. You don't know how it's going to be. True, I have never died in the flesh, but I know how it's going to be because I've read the Word of God. I've studied the Scriptures, and I believe that God is our God, and He is a God of truth. Matter of fact, the Bible even says that He is the way and the truth and the life, and His Word is true. There's not a jot or a tittle left undone. There's not an I left undotted or a T left uncrossed. His Word is valid and forever settled in heaven. Let's take Him at His Word. You believe what the newspaper prints, you need to believe more so what the Bible says. It's amazing. People will buy and they'll trust the box that holds a jigsaw puzzle more than they trust the Word of God. They'll buy a jigsaw puzzle and the box says it has 1,000 pieces, and they'll trust that to have 1,000 pieces inside that box. But yet when it comes to eternal life and the Word of God, they fail to see that, and they don't think all the pieces are there. May the Lord help us today. Let's have more confidence in the Word of God that we've got in a box of jigsaw puzzle. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, before we pray, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Praise the Lord. Herein is the good way. We are to return to the old paths. Wherein is the good way? Let's pray today. Would you join with us? Let's ask the Lord just to bless this service and help you and strengthen some heart. We pray that today will be the day that someone will find Christ as his or her Savior. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. And Lord, we're so excited that the soul of man never dies. And we're so thankful, Lord, for the truth of your word. Lord, from Genesis 1 to the end of Revelation, there's not a thing in there, Lord, that's false. There may be some things in there I don't understand and realize just how it's going to happen. But I have faith and confidence in you. And Lord, I believe it's going to happen just as you intend for it to. Lord, I'm glad you've got control. It may look in this world, Lord, like you're fighting a losing battle, but we know, Lord, you're going to have the last word. You're going to be in control of the end results. We thank you so much. It may look like so many people are backsliding and there's not very many people being saved, but Lord, we know that when you come for us, you are going to have a church. And when the trumpet sounds, people are going to come from the east and the west and the north and the south. Lord, it may look to me like there's not very many people interested here around Mount Vernon. But Lord, when it looks worldwide and we know, see believers in heaven that we never even knew existed, what a wonderful time and celebration it will be. John said he saw a multitude there that no man could number out of every nation and kindred and tribe. Lord, we're looking forward to that great time. What a gathering it will be, as we've recently sung. Help us to be ready. Help us to seek you while you may be found. Call on you while you're near. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Bless the furtherance of this service. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. And let's sing a chorus of "So I'll Cherish the Old Rugged Cross." Hallelujah. Let's cherish the old rugged cross. Sing it with us. Till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross. Someday for a crown. Oh, let's worship him and sing it again now. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Hallelujah. Well, we want this service to be controlled by the Spirit of the Lord. Join with us as we sing a couple of verses of page 240, Anywhere is Home. Hallelujah.
Earthly wealth and fame may never come to me, and a palace fair here mine may never be. Oh, so let come what may, if Christ for me doth care. Anywhere is home, if he is only there. Anywhere is home, let come and go what may. Choose to roam, he keeps me all the way. Oh, so for his dear sake, my cross I'll meekly bear. Anywhere is home, if Christ my Lord is there.
I will labor on
till I am called away, till the morn shall dawn on that eternal day. Looking unto him who keeps me in his care. Anywhere is home, if Christ my Lord is there. Anywhere is home, let come and go what may. Anywhere I roam, he keeps me all the way. So for his dear sake, my cross I'll meekly bear. Anywhere is home, if Christ my Lord is there.
Hallelujah. You're in tune with the weekly 30-minute worship service known as the Power of Pentecost. Our broadcast is listener-supported, so after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. But if you don't have any funds, you're still welcome to contact us at the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website where you can hear the broadcast anytime, www.pentecostalradio.org. And you just click listen online, select the date, and you can worship with us. And I update those programs every week. And then on the website, on the front page, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, you just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. It is a safe, free transaction. It does work you through PayPal, but there are no hidden fees or charges. You don't have to set up an account. We're not going to be sending you a letter begging for your money or trying to sell you something or any gimmicks or anything like that. We're here to offer you the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Hallelujah. He died and rose again and ascended back to the Father, and we're expecting Him to return just any day. That's the message on the Power of Pentecost. Sing along with us on a couple of verses of He Whispers Sweet Peace to Me. Page 238. Hallelujah. Wonderful song.
Sometimes when misgivings darken the day, and face light I cannot see. I ask my dear Lord to brighten the way. He whispers sweet peace to me. He whispers sweet peace to me. He whispers sweet peace to me. When I am cast down in spirit and soul, He whispers sweet peace to me. He speaks in a still, small voice, we are told, a voice that dispels all fear. And when I'm in doubt or trouble in soul, that still small voice I can hear. Oh, think about it now. He whispers sweet peace to me. He whispers sweet peace to me. When I am cast down in spirit and soul, He whispers sweet peace to me.
I've been reading on some recent broadcasts, but I can't seem to turn loose of it or get through with the message about how Christ is crowded out. And it all began in Bethlehem. Luke chapter 2, verse 7, speaking about the birth of Jesus. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Why is Christ crowded out? I remember one time my brother and his wife and my niece invited me to go to New York City with them. I was single at the time, and my little niece was about 4 years old, so I really enjoyed taking care of her. But I made a trip to New York City with my brother and his wife and my little niece. And we were down in Times Square walking on the sidewalk. And I had never been in a crowd such as that. It seemed like there were millions of people everywhere. But do you know, out of all those millions of people and that crowd, no one except the three people I was with even knew I was there. Yes, many people saw me, and they went their way, and I went my way. And I could have been crowded out very easily without anyone except my family knowing that I was there. And that's the very thing that Satan would like to do with Christ, is crowd him out so no one will even know he was there. It was very crowded on the streets of New York City down in Times Square. You just couldn't hardly get around, bumping people and so forth. The crowd was there, and not very many more people, in my estimation, could have been in that area. But I want you to know Christ is crowded out by social pressures, and he's crowded out by secular pleasures. If we go to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 4, we see it says traitors and heady and high-minded and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We live in a pleasure-mad world, and I think it's great for a family to take vacations and going and entertaining yourself. I think that's wonderful and probably more needed than it happens. But nevertheless, we live in a pleasure-mad world. That seems to be all that's on people's minds. Millions are seeking something to satisfy the longing and the emptiness in their life and the emptiness in their soul. But instead of coming to Christ, who satisfieth the longing soul, and he filleth us souls, he filleth the souls with goodness. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. If I could even read my notes, Christ is the longing. Sometimes we feel a song and we sing, he filled a longing down deep in my heart. Yes, if you cannot find any satisfaction or any pleasure, and it seems like that's the way it is, people will go to Branson or they'll go to Gatlinburg or they'll go to some other site and they'll enjoy themselves for a few days while we're there. But as soon as they get home, they're looking for another place to go. And there's really nothing wrong with that, but it gets to be an obsession. And people try to use those type of things rather than to go to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him satisfy the hungry soul and fill the hungry soul with goodness. Worldly pleasures do not bring real joy and contentment. You know, they crowd out the Christ who can bring them true happiness and satisfaction. They leave that inner void and disappointment for the world to occupy. But that will only bring more inner void. It will only bring more disappointment. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. The song says, I'm satisfied with Jesus. Is the Lord satisfied with you? If you will just look to him today, he'll bring you contentment and pleasure. And then if you go to one of those places, such as I mentioned, Gatlinburg or Branson or who knows where on the earth, take Christ with you. Keep him first and foremost in your life. You'll be surprised how much greater the vacation or the pleasure will be because you're going for the right reason. Christ will give you lasting pleasure. He won't leave his pleasure, and his pleasure won't wear out when you get home from the vacation and return back to work. I hear people say, well, I've gone on vacation and I'm so tired, I've got to come back to work. Amen, to get rested up. But I want you to know, if you accept Christ as your Savior and you make him the Lord of your life, you'll bring happiness and you'll bring joy and you'll bring peace and you'll bring contentment and your soul will be thrilled. And the things of the earth that you once looked at and esteemed so highly, they'll lose some of their value, and Christ will exceed in your life. And Christ today will be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is a wonderful, wonderful Savior. I trust that you know him today in your life. Don't let him be crowded out. He was crowded out when he came to earth. And the way the world is going and all the events that we've recently heard of, we realize that there are many in the world that are still trying to displace him and crowd him out. Why don't you come to Jesus today and let him have first and foremost in your life? Thank you for worshiping with us. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. If you'd like to have special prayer, if you'd like to call, if you'd like to give your heart to the Lord, you can call now or anytime, 618-214-1410. The website is www.pentecostalradio.org. And the mail should go to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high. the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. He whispers sweet peace to me. He whispers